and Fort Collins.
Fort comes from Swallow. Chalabang, Indirno, Hills Hall, on Thursday, April 21st. Complete details may be found at swallowhillmusic.org.
Big welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around. And I have what I think is a pretty nice show lined up for you on this beautiful Saturday here on the Colorado Front Range. Warming up a bit and should be a lovely weekend. And I've got a lot of lovely music to match it. And thank you for joining me today, whether you're tuned in live or some other time, wherever you're listening. Thanks again for tuning in. Gotta say, I'm a little sad to see Wendy Gapp go. He's been around KGNU, I think around as long as I have, if not longer. And always love following him once a month and having that Arnold Van Pelt tune leading in. Definitely my favorite bluegrass song from my favorite bluegrass DJ, and Jim will definitely miss you. Anyway, yeah. Okay, on to the music. If you want to get in touch, it's 303-442-4242 or dj@kgnu.org. This is Terrasonic on your community radio station, KGNU.
I need a lot of oil.
lutei pra conseguir me levantar. Quando acordei, meu coração quase parou. Sei que sonhei, mas não consigo recordar. Eu me deixei até que a vida me chamou. Maleza.
It's Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU Community Radio. My name's Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me on this weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. Hope you're having a good one. We began with Nora Dean, reggae and gospel singer from Jamaica. She passed away in Connecticut back in 2014, but had a few hits in Jamaica, and this one is just something I came across this week. Ay, 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 Angle Lala, and man, love that track. Then after that, the brand new album from Calexico is called El Mirador, and we heard the title track to that. And then brand new music from Batida. There's like nothing on the internet about this yet. So the radio service company way out ahead on this one. Bom Bom featuring Myra Andrade. And then from Color de Tropico Volume 3, compiled by El Dragon Criollo y El Palmas, it was The Pets, El Entierro de un Hombre, and that is a collection of surf music from 1960s and 70s, Venezuela. Great stuff coming from El Palmas Music out of Bogota. In the background right now, from a little tour EP from 2017, put out by Chicano Batman and Krungbin. This is Krungbin, of course, doing the Dance Maria, a cover of Elias Rabani. Still a bunch of music ahead. If you want to get in touch, it's 303-442-4242 or dj@kgnu.org. Off to Lebanon now, and Ziad Rabani for sure. It's Terrasonic on KGNU. Thank you.
كانت كاتبة يا ما عديت ايامي في الغربة ما بقى دايما ويا ما هما ما هما ما ويا ما الغربة ما هي دايما
You're listening to Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU. Acid Arab in the background right now. Brand new record out from them on Cram Discs, titled simply Remixed. And as the title implies, these are remixes of Acid Arab tracks. This one is the Vox Low remix of Still. Before that, brand new music from Zeb, the Spy from Cairo. Anima Mundi, his latest, it's out on Wonder Wheel Recordings. Zeb, originally from Italy, had been residing in Brooklyn for a long time, but during the pandemic went back home to, right before the pandemic, went back home to care for his mother, and has been there since and made Anima Mundi while there. We heard Beautiful Baraka featuring Adil Smali on the vocals. And we began that set with Ziad Rabbani, great composer and band leader from an instrumentalist from Lebanon, from a classic album that originally came out back in the 90s called Hudu Nisbi, reissued by We Want Records and We Want Sound, sorry, and for sure the name of the track. Halfway through today's show, before we give way to Reggae Bloodlines, J-Dub in with you this afternoon. So, a lot of great music still to come here on KGNU. 303-442-4242 or dj@kgnu.org. I am Joel Davis. This is Terrasonic on KGNU. Thank you.
Take me anywhere. Give me me my freedom. That's all the people need. Freedom. Give me my eye. Oh, give me my eye. I want to be like a tree planted by the water.
Out of Sheffield, UK, that was KOG, or Kwaku of Ghana, from a new record called Zone 6 JJ, and that is out on the Heavenly Sweetness label. The record came out in February, and that was called Like a Tree. Before that, from late last year, Oki from Okinawa, Tonkori in the Moonlight, and Yuta Upopo, or Pestle Song. Yin Yin in there with the Age of Aquarius, with Fayadansu from their latest, The Age of Aquarius. And that's out on Glitter Beat. And that's what we heard in that last set of music. In the background right now, from Italy, it's Ayala, IT. And a single called Caravan. This is their first and only release, at least on Bandcamp. And in their bio, it says, there is a parallel world far away. There must be a place of peaceful vibes, happiness, and music. It's the primal source of Ayala's creations, where ethnic atmospheres meet jazz, disco, and a pure 4/4 beat. That's a 4/4 Afro beat in this case. Still a little bit of time to go in today's show, and a lot of music still to come. J-Dub prepping in the main air studio, the Red Studio here in Boulder, to bring you Reggae Bloodlines, following headlines from the BBC at the top of the hour. That'll take you up until 4 o'clock, and then it's 2 hours of the best in African music on African Roots. Uket in with you this afternoon, so be sure to stick around for that. That's followed by an hour of news from the BBC, and then at 7 o'clock it's Sound Lab with Mod Pants, DJ Mod Pants, your host for that this evening. Grateful Dead Hour at 8, Iris Berkeley in at 9 with Electronic Air, and then Buddha Bomb doing Under the Floorboards and Sleepless Nights, taking you deep into Sunday morning here on your community radio station, KGNU. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. If you'd like to get in touch in these last few minutes, you can do so via phone, 303-442-4242, or email dj@kgnu.org. This is Terrasonic on KGNU.
Vienes happy. Por la cara.
Ay, papá, tus hijos vuelan.
¿Querías harina? Pues ahí te va.
2 minutes before the top of the hour here, and this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music known as Terrasonic is coming in for a landing. We just heard new music from Cessa from a record called Estrella a Cessa, Gostar do Mundo, and before that, Mexican Institute of Sound, a new single called Teniente Harina, and Corazon Corazon from Maria y Jose from the record Espíritu Invisible. Taking us out, it is Sonoras Mil, a new record called Agueros, and the song called Santuario. And what can I tell you about them? Yeah, not much. Great record, though. Stick around. Headlines for the BBC coming up at the top of the hour, and following that, it's Reggae Bloodlines with J-Dub. 3 hours of excellent reggae music coming your way. You'll find a playlist for today's show at afterfm.com/world, an archive of the show as well. Check out After FM. It's KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel. Want to let you know about something you can do, help for Ukraine, coming up next Saturday, the 23rd, from 1 to 4 p.m. at El Dorado Springs Arts Center. At Pisanki for Peace, a fundraiser for the Ukrainian crisis. It's a beginner Ukrainian Pisanki Easter Egg Workshop, teaching the art form of Ukrainian Pisanki Easter Eggs, taught by artist art conservator Maria Valentina Sheets. For more information, call 972-672-8965. Sorry, I don't have a website for you. You can give me a call at 303-442-4242 if you want some info. You've been listening to Terrasonic on KGNU Boulder, Denver, with translators K229AC Nederland, K254CH Laporte, and K256CT Denver, Colorado. We are listener-powered community radio for the Front Range and beyond. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Joel Davis. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here next Saturday, noon to 1. Take good care of yourselves and each other. Bye-bye.
This program is made possible by the KGNU Listener Member and by Our Gallery Wine Bar, fine art and wine bar in downtown Boulder, presenting Pop Art Inspirations, an exhibition running from now until April 24th, located at 2027 Broadway. More information can be found at ourgallery.art.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Zelensky says the destruction by Russian troops of the defenders of Mariupol will put an end to the negotiation process. The Russian Defense Ministry claims its forces have cleared the whole urban area of Mariupol. Sasha Schlichter reports.
Referring to a devastated town outside Kiev, Mr. Zelensky said Mariupol may turn out to be as bad as 10 Borodyankas, adding that if Russia's goal was an early end to the war, its actions in Mariupol were a big mistake. We trade neither in territory nor in our people, he said, and the more Borodyankas there are, the more difficult it will be. Earlier, Ukraine insisted its troops were still holding out in the ruins of Mariupol, where the defense is concentrated around the huge Azovstal metalworks adjoining the port. Reuters journalists have reached Mariupol's other giant factory, the Ilyich Steelworks, only to find, in their words, a silent ruin of twisted steel and blasted concrete, with no sign of defenders present.
The mayor of Kiev has warned residents to be wary of further Russian missile attacks, as well as landmines in northern districts of the capital. At least one person was killed in a Russian attack on military industrial facilities in Kiev. Mark Lewin reports.
A hint of normality is beginning to return to Kiev now the Russians have retreated. But today showed again how the threat is still present, even from afar. And Vadim Halaychuk, an MP from President Zelensky's Servant of the People party, warned of what the occupiers have left behind.
The Russians have mined even refrigerators and washing machines. There are a lot of mines on the roads. We have reports about fridges, washing machines, cars. But at least one I know had been killed, a civilian, just opening up a door of his car. This is the reality that we are facing now. The atrocities are enormous.
Ukraine shows every intention of stepping up its fight back in this war. And so the fear here in Kyiv is that Russia's retaliatory strikes will only continue.
Six bodies have been found and 29 other people are missing after their boat capsized off the Libyan coast near the ancient coastal city of Sabratha. This report from Mike Thompson.
The migrants had been trying to reach Europe in a small wooden boat. Libya, along with neighbouring Tunisia, is a key departure point for many thousands of migrants attempting the same dangerous journey. The UN says that nearly 500 people have died trying to cross the Mediterranean so far this year. The deaths come at a time of increasing tensions in the Libyan capital Tripoli, following the reported movements of armed groups there.
You're listening to the World News from the BBC. 8 days out from a crucial runoff vote, President Macron of France has offered supporters 5 years of national renewal. Mr. Macron warned people of the dangers he said were posed by his far-right rival Marine Le Pen, saying the country risked turning inwards and becoming divided. Ms. Le Pen called for left-wing demonstrators to cast their ballots in the second round, rather than stage public protests against her. The Taliban in Afghanistan have summoned Pakistan's ambassador in Kabul. A government official and local residents said more than 30 people had been killed in airstrikes in Khost and Kunar provinces. Lipika Pelham reports.
An Afghan foreign ministry statement said military violations by Pakistan must be prevented as such acts led to what it called undesired consequences. A local Taliban official in Khost said the two districts had been bombed by Pakistani helicopters. Islamabad